The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 94, Along Came Othar. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Folks, drop by. They got all kinds of things over there. I know you'd love, every Mayberry person would enjoy, at least going around and browsing, maybe pick up something over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Tonight's executive producer is John Foster. So, John, thank you for your support. We really do appreciate it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm your host, Alan Newsom. It's good to have you with us. Hey, just a great time to get back here in Mayberry and have a little bit of fun. Tonight's episode is called Along Came Othar. Well, that doesn't sound like much of a title for an episode, because they're really, most people are going to read it as Along Came Other. And they'll think, other what? But if you're an Andy Griffith Show fan, you'll know, or hopefully you'll know, the Darlin' Boys. The Darlin' Boys, we got Rodney, the guitar player. You got Doug, he's also called Jebin. He's the banjo player. You got Mitch, who plays the big bass. And you got Dean, and he's also called Othar. He plays the mandolin. Now, you may know those names, and you know that they're really the Dillards, because we've talked about that in the past. But this is something that I just dug back up recently. And do you know where the name Othar came from? You know, I just thought it was a joke, but it wasn't. I was looking back through some old information I had, because a friend of mine, Paul Mulick, who's going to call in, or has a call in on this episode. We'll have a voicemail from him. But Paul, he's a great trivia guy. He knows an amazing amount of trivia about the Andy Griffith Show. Great guy. And he's actually the guy who I ended up buying my Mayberry squad car from. Anyway, that's beside the point. Back in October of 2005, there was a message that came across the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, which is a daily email that everybody gets. And the question that was out was talking about, it says, you know, I'm so confused. A while back, I was watching a rerun of an interview about the Andy Griffith Show, including an interview with Andy. He said that the makeup man played banjo with the Dillards on an episode. They even centered on the photo of the banjo player, and they were playing in the jail scene. I always thought the Dillards were the ones who played the banjo, the Dillards, that Doug Dillard. Andy said it was Greenway. So that was a question that had come up. And here's what Paul Mulick wrote back. And this was the part I thought was interesting. He said, Andy surely meant to say that he and Lee Greenway used to get out their instruments and play with the Dillards between takes while everyone else was relaxing on the set. For every few minutes of filming on the show, there was probably like 15 minutes of waiting around. And Lee Greenway never appeared on camera with the banjo. Now, the regular Darlin' banjo player was Doug Dillard. And we knew that already. That's what Paul's saying here. In the episode, The Darlings Are Coming, his character is called Othar. Othar is the middle name of Lee Greenway in real life. I didn't know that. So Lee Greenway, the makeup man, there on the Andy Griffith Show, his real middle name is Othar. So that's where the name Othar came from for Doug Darling on the Andy Griffith Show. Hey, great little piece of trivia that I had obviously knew, you know, 5 years ago nearly, but I'd forgotten. So Paul, thanks for that, man. I don't know what made me find that, but I just thought that was a little bit of trivia that you guys would enjoy knowing, that that's how they came up with the name for, at least on that one episode, The Darlings Are Coming, for the banjo playing Darlin' Boy, Doug, in real life, Doug Dillard. He was Othar Darlin' in that episode. So, hey, there's something for you to know. Now, let me, just in case you don't remember, this is a little sound clip from that episode where they mention him. So, here we go.
Well, here we be all together again.
Not quite, Paul. Huh? Othar's still down there.
Who he be? Didn't even miss him. Don't have much personality, that boy.
Don't have much personality, that boy. Oh, anyway, Othar, if you remember right before, that was the Darlins were sneaking up into the back room, room number 27 of the Mayberry Hotel. They were sneaking up there and all staying in that one room. And Mr. Darlin was getting banjo sounds, guitar sounds, all kinds of sounds out of his jug. And but before that was when they were first coming up there. They had that rope hanging out the back, and everybody else was up there. And the last thing to come up where Mr. Darlin was helping was the bass, Mitch's bass. And they were trying to get it through the window, and Mr. Darlin's neck got caught in the, I don't know what you call that, the curve of the bass. I don't know. Someone that's a musician will probably tell me what that means, what that is called. But anyway, his neck got caught in there, and he's going, give me slack, trying to get his head out. Anyway, I was just watching that episode, so I'm still laughing from it. But anyway, I just really thought that was cool about Lee Greenway, the makeup man on the Andy Griffith Show, his middle name being Othar, and that being the Darlin' Boys. All right, let's move on to one other thing. There was in that same episode, of course, Mr. Darlin' had been in trouble earlier for, for a 907, dipping a hat in the horse trough. He'd been in trouble for that. Well, later on, you know, they'd gone there into the hotel, and then they were in the vacant room. So they got sent to jail. They went to stay there jail, but if it was charity, he wanted no part of it. But this is the only time that one of the Darlin' Boys actually spoke. So let's hear this right here, right at the beginning of this clip. And we're going to play it a little longer because it's pretty funny. I like the clip. But the beginning of this clip, you'll hear about to pop. Well, that's one of the Darlin' Boys. That's Mitch, I believe. So let's hear it right here.
We can show you how to pop, huh?
About to pop.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Darlene, let your old pa have that heap.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're a pretty young one, aren't you? How'd you like the white beans, Mr. Briscoe?
They was good.
Well, you didn't say anything.
He ate four bowls.
And eating speaks louder than words.
Well, you told him to say that, didn't you?
That's a very famous saying.
Oh? I stay in the house too much.
I stay in the house too much. Anyway, you heard that. Let's play that right at the beginning here, just at the beginning.
I can show you had enough, huh?
About to pop.
There it was, about to pop. About to pop. So that's the Darlin' Boys actually spoke. So that's just another thing right out of that episode. Now, I do have, and part of what had me looking at some of Paul's stuff was that he had called me and had a voicemail with some feedback about last week's episode and some more information about some cartoons that Mr. Knotts had appeared in. So let's hear Paul Mulick in his own words.
Hey, Alan, this is Paul Mulick in Joplin, Missouri. I'm sitting out here on the porch on this fine night. The bugs are kind of loud out here. I don't know if you can hear them or not. Anyway, I was out here painting the porch. I found out that I'm somewhere between ept and inept. I guess I'm kind of quasi-ept. And I was listening to your podcast about the two episodes of the new Scooby-Doo movies that had Don Knotts. There were two of them. I think you kind of got them backwards, though. One of them was called The Spooky Fog of Juneberry. I can't imagine how they came up with the name Juneberry, but anyway, in that one, Don basically played Barney Fife, although they didn't call him Barney Fife. They called him Don Knotts. The town of Juneberry, the sheriff's name was Dandy Griffin, I think. The town didn't look like Mayberry, though. It was more like a wild western town, like you'd see in a western movie. And the other one that he was in, as you mentioned, was called Guess Who's Not Coming to Dinner. That's not K-N-O-T-T. And that one I haven't seen in quite a long time, but if I remember, it was something to do with the gang went to some mansion where somebody's uncle was supposed to be leaving him some money or something, and Don played a whole variety of characters in that one. He dressed up like Sherlock Holmes, and I think at one point he dressed up like an old sea captain or something. But I also wanted to let you know that Don also played a version of Barney Fife in an episode of Garfield and Friends. You know, Garfield the cat in the comic strips. There was the TV show about 20 years ago. And also, Jack Burns played a version of Warren. You know, the, that he used to do. He played a policeman like that in that one. Anyway, there were also two episodes of Animaniacs that Barney Fife appeared in, but Don didn't do the voice. They just had a likeness of Don in those. Anyway, I'm enjoying those podcasts. Keep them up. Talk to you later. 10-4, over and Roger, out and under. Bye.
Oh, Paul, thanks for calling in while you were painting your porch. I hope you were apt, and I hope you, the paint didn't run and smear all over everything. But thanks for that sign-off, too, out and under. Bye. I like that. Thanks for calling in and clearing up the Juneberry and the fog, you know, because I couldn't remember. It's been a long time since I saw it. Paul mentioned that Don was on Garfield and Friends. You know, as luck would have it, my son has episode or seasons 1 through 5. Well, this actually, Don occurred, his episode was in season 6. It's episode number 95 of Garfield and Friends. And I definitely will be trying to get a copy of that. And if I do, I'll take some screenshots and be able to show you guys and post them online. But yeah, thanks for letting us know about that as well, Paul. So we'll keep looking for that. Now, the Warner Brothers, the Warner Brothers, if you ever saw that cartoon, one of the characters on the cartoon, his hero, he idolized Don Knotts. I mean, he, anytime they were anywhere, he would be asking stuff. They would be like, you know, is that Michelle Pfeiffer or whatever? And he would do, what about Don Knotts? It would be his first statement coming out. So here's kind of what he sounds like. Let's see if this will work. But this is kind of what he sounds like.
Movie star! Michelle Pfeiffer.
Anyway, there are tons of clips like that. I've got about 8 or 9 of them here, but where he's looking for Don Knotts and he's upset he didn't find Don Knotts. But that's a great, you know, Bugs Bunny like cartoon series if you've never seen them, the Animaniacs. So anyway, that's probably more about cartoons than you ever cared about, but it's really neat to see Don and his characters, like I mentioned last week, in Scooby-Doo. So, hey, be watching that series if you like cartoons like me, because I'm a big kid. But if you like them, watch them and see if you can spot things like that, because it's really fun to see. Well, folks, I believe that's about all I've got for us tonight. I've got some family in town, and they're here to visit with me. So I'm going to be signing off and getting out of here. And I hope you guys will call in with your comments, your thoughts about different things going on in the Andy Griffith Show area. So you can call me at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can drop by over at the Facebook fan page at twochairsnowaiting.com. You can go there and link directly to it at facebook.com/twochairs. So any of those places, twochairsnowaiting.com, Facebook, or just call me. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for Paul for writing in. And I just want to thank all you guys for being a part of the show. And we'll be back next week and with another episode of Two Chairs No Waiting. See you next week. Bye.